Whatever happens, happens. All right, so basically what we're doing, where we're at right now, we are in Boston Mills, Ohio, which is really close to where Charlie lives.
It's like 10 minutes away from where I live. It's also really close to where I used to live. I've been in this area basically my whole life.
Really, really beautiful hiking. But it's also known as Helltown, Ohio, and there's a lot of really, really crazy stories that supposedly took place right here.
Really interesting,
where Charlie's sitting.
Well,
single one of them.
Maybe one of them or two.
I don't even think we need the intro. I feel like we're already in it.
Yeah, let's go. I guess let's go.
So I'll give you a little history lesson. So if you guys want to get popcorn, if you want to get something to drink, if somebody has to go to the bathroom, this is the time. This is the previews. A little history background of Boston Mills. So this is the northern part of Summit County. It's near Peninsula, Fisher's Cafe and Pub, highly do not recommend, and the Cuyahoga Valley National Park. That's why we're here. That's why we're allowed to do this, supposedly. We don't really know.
Well, we didn't check it with anybody.
Settled way back in 1806, and technically it's the oldest village in Summit County, Ohio, and the first mills here, Boston Mills, were built around the 1820s, and then they started building the Ohio and Erie Canal. Basically, it's mills... Boston Mills, because there's a huge paper mill. One of the things, until we get to these crazy stories, that's some of the stuff it was known for. But are you ready to dive into some of the weird, creepy tales that happen right here?
One second. Alex, can we read some comments really quick?
Who's calling me? Oh, it's your dad. Father Dad is calling.
Oh, my Lord.
Now, I just want to say that I told his dad, he was driving, and I was texting him.
Oh, okay.
And his dad said, call me when you get a chance. And Charlie said no. But I imagine if he would have called him when we were setting up, that he probably wouldn't be calling right now.
Now's not the time, really. But, I mean, that tracks for my life.
This is candid, y'all. Are there comments? Is there anything you want to...
Matt was just talking about how she got ice cream around here.
Oh,
was
cool.
It good?
Was that milkmaid or what? I don't, whatever. That's cool. I like ice cream a lot. I'm ready to get started if you
can
want.
Can I start with a fun fact? We got some boring stuff out of the way. I want to start with a fun fact. You like video games, right, Charlie?
I love video games, yeah.
I don't think you've played this video game. Have you ever played Red Dead Redemption 2?
No, I didn't.
No, I didn't either. But it's a really big game. It's made by Rockstar, the people who do Grand Theft Auto. Interestingly, there is a town in Red Dead Redemption 2. Don't read my notes.
I'm not.
Called Pleasance. It's an abandoned town in Red Dead Redemption 2 where there was this terrible massacre. Supposedly, that town in the video game is actually based on Helltown, Ohio.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and we'll get to it. It's a ghost town. We'll get to that stuff. But interestingly enough, there is a huge dead snake in the game around the area.
Oh, really? That makes a lot of sense.
So we will get to that.
You know what's funny? Never mind.
What?
I lost it. It's okay.
Okay. So,
like, I didn't realize how stupid Charlie was.
One of the first interesting things about the town is the fact that it became abandoned. And it wasn't like one generation came and another generation left. It was like very quickly it went from a thriving town, paper mill town, to a ghost town, essentially. The government came in and said, you guys all have to go. So very quickly people left. There were no trespassing signs. Houses were boarded up. And there was pretty much, like, no people left. Just a bona fide ghost town. So I want to leave that as it is for now. We will come back to the ghost town, the abandoned town of Boston Mills. So, Charlie, why don't you dive into your first little tale
okay.
from the area? Get your reading glasses out.
I know, right? Well, so my first tale is about the haunted hearse of Helltown. Now, the website that I got this from claims that this is the most famous story from the area. But like I said before, I'm from this area. I've never heard of the haunted hearse.
After doing research, I would also disagree with that person. Yeah. I think, unbelievable.
but the legend of the haunted hearse, that if you're driving on these roads, certain roads at night. From nowhere, a hearse will appear out of nowhere, and it will chase you down these down streets.
So it could just be a hearse. Like, somebody just have a hearse.
If it's a hearse, it's a really aggressive hearse.
Dude's just trying to get to work. He's always late.
But at nighttime, it's weird because it's at nighttime, you know?
People work third shift.
For a funeral?
Maybe that's just his car of choice.
I guess that could be true. You just bought a hearse. But they say that the driver has a ghostly, like, he looks ghostly, which I think could be taken a couple of ways. I think it means either he's really pale, needs some vitamin D.
I could see why he's not getting vitamin D here in Ohio.
Or, right? Or he's, like, translucent, which I think is interesting if he was, like, kind of, like, translucent.
It's kind of hard to see a driver at night, though, isn't it?
It is. But also, this is what I like the most. I like to think that it's actually, like, more like a zombie-like thing, and he's got, like, flesh decaying off of him, like, dripping into the car.
You think it's, like, good special effects?
Yeah, like, good CGI in the movie? That's what I was thinking.
Okay. How long are they at this stoplight looking behind them, just taking in all the details of this?
like a notepad ready to...
Oh my God. The shading's a little off, but...
So, like I said, this hearse can appear from nowhere. But it also has one flickering, weak headlight. Like, it's a pediddle.
Dude, with how many cops we just saw, I don't think any car is getting around here with one headlight.
It also is the day before Halloween.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, but this hearse has one flickering headlight. I used to drive a pediddle.
The blue one?
Yeah, we lived together.
Is it still at that apartment?
Legend says it might be.
Oh my gosh.
And it actually has an association with Stanford Road, which we will end up talking about in a little while here because of the fatalities associated with Stanford Road. That's why the hearse is there. And also, there's another myth about the hearse that if you go past the sign where it says no road going, no driving... What's wrong with me? We're no driving. There's supposedly a house, and this house has a ghostly family, and the hearse lives with the ghostly family.
I think we saw that house like an hour ago.
With the cones?
Yeah.
So that's the legend of the haunted hearse of Helltown. It's going to chase you down and kill you.
So that is actually a perfect transition to, one, what we're doing here, and two, my next story. So I just want to say this. We came here... Like we said, we don't live that far. Well, he doesn't live that far. We came here last week to scout out the area, and we found this perfect spot. So Stanford Road is like the main scary road. My next story is about it. The one he just talked about has to do with it. It's like the scary road in Boston Mills, and we found the perfect spot. It's like the road was closed, and if you walk past it, there was like these trees and this kind of like overgrown area. And we like marked it. We're like, all right, in 1 week, this is where we're going to record the episode. And then we go today, and like a mile before there were like these cones in the road. And we're like, oh.
So we got to reconfigure.
That's why we went on a quarter of a mile hike and we're up here.
I actually really like this spot. I'm not going to lie. I like it better than the first spot.
It is really cool. I don't know if you can hear...
The highway.
Yeah, the highway that's over there, but it's cool and scenic. So
I would guess that's Route 8.
Maybe. Geography.
That's right.
So anyway, let's get to the story. Let's talk about Stanford Road. I would actually argue that this one's probably the first or the second most popular tale from
this
here.
This is definitely one of the more popular ones.
It's called The End of the World. And no, we're not talking about... This isn't a flat earth theory. I think that's scarier than this theory. Stanford Road, the road that we tried to go to, it's a winding, narrow road, and it's kind of off the beaten path. It is kind of on its own a creepy road, maybe just because of all this stuff associated with it. But they say if you keep driving there, you'll reach End of the World, which, what is that? There's this area on the road that is like, it has a sudden drop off. And people say that if you were to drive your car up there and just kind of idle and stop at that exact point, it literally feels like your car is teetering forward and like you're going to fall off the earth.
That's a really cool idea, actually. That actually sounds really fun.
You could be the person that just stands there and waits and just pushes in. That's a fact. Like, that does exist. People do go there and you can get that sensation. And that's technically why it's called End of the World. But it gets creepier than that because obviously... It has to. So the urban legends that follow the end of the world path and Stanford Road is fatal car crashes, but not due to gravity, not due to Charlie coming behind you and pushing your car. They say that your car will actually become possessed and, oh, we can't bleep. I feel like I shouldn't drop an F-bomb. And I won't do it. Your car gets possessed and it actually jumps off. It just says,
I'm out.
Here we go. It says, F it. It says, F it. And it just jumps right off.
I'm gonna pass that joke.
And abort. And we'll kind of touch on this a little bit later. I know Charlie will. I won't give into it too much. Another theory with Stanford Road and the end of the world is that a group of robed, we'll call them cultists, will surround your car and create a human chain so that you can't pass them. Now, I imagine if you hit the gas, you could turn them into speed bump cultists. That's what they say.
It took me a second to get that. Alex, are there some comments on the Instagram?
Yeah, one that was really good was, Flat Earth theory is only scary because some people believe it.
Amen. True. Who said that?
Yeah, that's gone. That's okay. But
I love you.
Respect.
The last theory that's... is.
Not to interrupt.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Anyone else see the weird shape behind me?
No, Come on now. That's a tree. Do not do us like that. We are not so ghost hunters. We love talking about this stuff. We love theorizing. We have no experience.
I'm just going to go ahead
and... You think I'm about to Zach Baggins up in this bitch?
I'm going to go ahead and put my hood on.
You think I have the muscles of Zach? I absolutely do not.
I definitely don't.
That's so terrifying.
Funny. Oh.
Scarier than these stories. So, okay, let me get this out. Can I get this out?
I know... Oh, 1 second. I love you. We have comments on Facebook, but we don't have any of it on our Facebook, so
yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, well, yeah.
Yeah, we don't have any on our Facebook.
We will get to you.
Later.
Sometime. Hit us up in the DMs.
That's right.
But we can see you.
Yeah, we see you. We're glad you're here. Just,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
I left my Hubble telescope at home. I apologize.
It's a distance away,
and
so
even if I brought it, it is slanted. So if you guys could write, like, perpendicular.
All right, go.
Can I get the last story
yeah,
up?
Yeah, go.
Okay. There's a serial killer, all right? Is that what you wanted to hear? You drive, you're on Stanford Road, and there's a guy with an axe. And I guess he waits for you to get that moment, and we're like, oh, my God. I'm at the end of the world. And he's like, all right. And you're dead.
Really?
I see. If he kills everybody, I don't know who's talking about it. We are, I guess.
Maybe. I don't know. That's interesting. That kind of reminds me of the real event of the guy.
You know, that real stuff.
No, the one.
None of this.
The one in Tulsa, Oklahoma, or Texarkana, where it's like there's like this real guy that, like, it's documented. I don't know about this guy. We'll talk about it later, but I know that one's for sure real.
Anyway. You just talked about it without talking about it.
Yep, that's me.
All right. So that is, at least for now, the end of the world.
It's on me now. So that's an interesting transition because we're gonna go from the end of the world to a bridge. That is a connection. I tried to transition that the best I could. So there are multiple crybaby bridges. Have you ever heard of a crybaby bridge?
I went to one in Doylestown.
Did it work?
Inconveniently, every time I drove past this bridge with Claire, there's always a car right on our ass behind us. Like, we actually got so desperate because there's a winery out that area that we'd like to go to. So on the way home from the winery, we're like, let's try that crybaby bridge. She stuck her arm out with the phone recording, thinking we might catch a drive-by EVP. We did not.
Imagine. What?
I'm going to... Wait, hold on.
Okay, so... we got the giggles. All right, so moving on.
By the way, not a sponsor. That's Fiji.
Wow. So many places have a crybaby bridge. There's also one in Helltown, Ohio.
What would you have said if I said no? I didn't know there were any other crybaby bridges. You just could be like, well, there are.
I would have talked about it. There's one in Egypt, Ohio that's pretty famous on Egypt Road. But this particular story is behind this crybaby bridge is that there was a new mother in Boston Mills Township. And she was from Boston Mills, and she grew up there. When she was about 20 years old, she was going to be married. Her soon-to-be husband was her boyfriend from high school, and he also grew up in Boston Mills. He joined the
army. What was her MySpace? What was her GPA? I feel like we're getting her whole backstory.
She was
more of an NSYNC than Backstreet Boys.
Well, this is like the 50s. And he joined the army after high school. A year after And a year after, the Korean War broke out. He was shipped out that same year. And before the couple could be married, the girl had realized that she was pregnant for a few months after he shipped out. And he received the news through the mail, and he was really excited to start this family. However, 7 months into the pregnancy, she stopped getting the messages back. And 8 months later, 8 months into the pregnancy, she was with her soon-to-be mother-in-law, and they were baking pies for the church picnic. And they get a knock on the door. And apparently the guy had been killed in combat. She actually went into early labor right there on the doorstep.
Wow. You think that's... Now, okay, being scientific, do you think that's stress-related?
Yes, absolutely. That would be stress-related.
Science.
Yeah, right. Boom, science.
I know stuff.
So a week later, she gets out of the hospital with the newborn baby.
Also in well.
Yeah, the baby was okay. That night, she gets into her car in her wedding dress with the baby in a box, and she drives a couple streets over to the nearest bridge, throws the baby out of the car into the water, and she drives off the bridge, committing suicide. And to this day, that bridge, they claim that one of two things can happen. One, a woman in white walks around your car, or two, you can idle your car, and then little hands push your car forward.
See, that one I've heard. I think that's like common crybaby bridge. That's the crybaby bridge thing.
That's why it's called that, but that's the story behind this crybaby bridge.
So wait, so if you idle your car, what happens?
The baby pushes it forward with its baby ghost powers.
Like, from, like, the tailpipe? Like, how's his baby? Are the
bumper.
Stilts?
It's on the bumper.
Is it one hand, or is it, like, how many babies she threw off in this bridge?
Just one. I mean, it's a ghost baby. I don't know, man.
They're probably a little stronger.
They're probably lifting. Got that protein on.
Listen, my job is to take these things that he says and try and spin them in a lighthearted way. This one's very challenging.
It's heavy. It's heavy.
I don't like.
It's interesting that she's still in her wedding dress.
Okay, listen. This isn't. Don't try and make a joke out of this. This is a real thing. Do you think this is something caused by her husband dying, or do you think this might have been something she was premeditating, even before then? Do you think she never wanted the child, or do you think it was since my husband's gone, I have no reason to live, and apparently neither
is my child. I think it's probably two things. I think it's probably A, postpartum depression mixed with the loss of her soon-to-be husband. Because she's also a widow with no widow's pension. Don't forget about that. She doesn't get money from the army because they weren't married.
Backstreet Boys fan would never do that.
That's true.
All right, there's no great transition for that. That was deep. Thanks for that, man. You cut off that out.
That's me, buddy.
I'm not crying, you're crying. All right. So let's take a couple steps back to the abandoned town. Now, one of the reasons that people think that the town left, that they were kicked out by the government, is because there was this massive chemical spill. And not only were there chemicals in the area, but they were saying that it was affecting the people, the children, and even like some of the livestock and the animals. Like, people were getting really aggressive, children were mutating, and they were saying that animals were like mixing species, becoming just...
And it wasn't steroids.
It wasn't steroids. They just dumped a bunch of steroids out there.
With needles too, ready to shoot up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what you think of with chemicals?
I think it's steroids, yeah.
Oh, that's an interesting... Well, you said the Rage?
I was thinking the Rage.
Oh, see, I was thinking like some Hills Have Eyes shit.
I've never seen that.
No? No?
Are you surprised at this point?
Have you seen Wrong Turn?
Didn't we make a couple of those coming up here?
Wrong Turn 2?
No.
Wrong Turn 3?
Yeah, I didn't. No, we didn't see that one. Are you kidding me?
Wrong Turn 4?
No. Wrong Turn 5? I guarantee you I've never seen any of the Wrong Turns.
Anyway, this is a callback to Red Dead Redemption 2. They say... So this... Okay, I guess I should say this. This area is also known as Peninsula. Like, it's Boston Mills, it's Peninsula. So they said... Beyond all these mutated people running around, these creepy-looking children with four eyeballs, there was the Peninsula Python, which was this massive, massive snake that
sounds
just...
Sounds like a wrestler.
Now, the python did take steroids. But they said that this Peninsula Python just slithered around in the woods, kind of like we're in right now. They could hear that. I don't know if you could hear that.
God, imagine if they heard just...
If Charlie gets bitten by a snake, I'm going to finish the damn segment. But then I will go looking for him.
That's fair.
But that's a callback to the Red Dead Redemption 2 connection, where in that ghost town, there was just that huge snake that... I think it was dead in the game. I didn't play it either. But so the theory is then, okay, was this evacuation by the government because of this chemical spill? Is that a potential answer for what happened? Were they seeing what was happening to the townsfolk? And they were like, we got to cover this up. We got to quarantine it. So let's push them out somewhere else. That is, that's the mutated town theory.
I'm sorry. I'm getting some,
Yeah, is there a comment?
What? Was it Python? Was it a python? Are there any comments that we should know about?
Yeah, this is a good moment for a comment.
We're talking about a man named Jimmy growing a third arm.
Oh, the mutants?
I think, didn't Blink put that on their album cover?
Let's not be insensitive. I believe I said four eyes.
A man named Jimmy with three arms. That sounds... All right,
so,
like,
yeah. Let's do a little combination here. It's still me.
Yeah, okay.
There's no baton passing yet.
I was just making sure.
Just looking. All right.
I was just ready for it.
So we have the Stanford Road. We have mutated people. We have a axe murderer waiting for you to stall and soak in the end of the world. Let's do a little combination, and let's go to the haunted school bus. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. I bet you weren't expecting to hear about a haunted school bus.
Can you look at my phone?
What are you talking about over there?
My phone. It's okay. Go ahead.
Oh, no.
It's okay. Just hit low power. It's fine.
So, on the edge of hell... Oh, my God.
Goodbye.
Bye, Facebook. Honestly, oh, you know what? Facebook does not treat us as well as Instagram. Can I just say this here? Y'all keep the engagement up so much higher, but I still love you guys.
I love Facebook.
I can't read you guys.
Yeah.
On the edge of Helltown, there is this dilapidated, broken-down school bus that has all of the seats removed. And the legend is, because you know there's a legend, that this school bus was transporting a group of students, and on some Jeeper Creepers 2 shit, that bus broke down. The driver got out, because back then, this is, you know, a while ago, they probably, I don't think a bus driver today would be able to fix a tire.
No,
if there's any bus drivers watching or listening, I'm not calling you out. I'm just saying, I think back then they might have taken the job a little bit more seriously.
They would have hit the kids. They would have hit the kids harder.
Oh, God. That's not where this is going. So anyway, the bus driver goes out to see what the problem is, to fix the problem. But there's an axe murderer. He got bored of end of the world. He saw the school bus. He saw it break down. He pulled his axe out, and he said, I'm going to take these kids to class. And he slaughtered everyone.
Really?
The driver, all of the kids.
Wow.
I'm assuming it's a he. This seems like a he thing.
It does seem like a he thing. Not to, you know.
No, not to be. Yeah. Not because of, not strength, just, you know, intelligence. Guys do dumb shit like
that.
Yeah,
anger like that.
So now, that happened back then. People slaughtered, bus dilapidated. So what's happening now? So people say that if you walk past the bus at night, you can hear shrill screams of the children that died. And you can actually see the apparition of the man. See, I guess it was a man, because they said it online that it was a man, so it must be a man. And he is very calmly smoking a cigarette.
Wow.
The other theory is that if you walk past this dilapidated bus at night and you peer in the windows of the bus, despite the fact that there's no seats, you can still see ghostly children sitting as if they're on seats. And just think like a mannequin, like emotionless, unnerving, just like still
Ooh.
Images,
like
but
the expressionless?
See-through, expressionless children
Ooh.
Just sitting in what would have been seats.
That's so creepy.
I think that's actually, for me, that's actually a little bit creepier
it is.
Than seeing a dude smoking, because I would probably just assume it was a dude smoking.
Yeah.
There's a little bit more.
Okay, go ahead.
No, by all means.
No, finish.
Last thing. So naturally, if you're in a town like Boston Mills and you're like, well, this is a spooky ass school bus and we don't like it and nobody else seems to like it. It's haunted. Let's just get that thing out of here. Well, you would be thinking the exact same thing
yeah,
that the town was thinking. So now, people say that the school bus was cursed because everybody that tried to take the bus away, tried to tow the bus away, there was a mishap. Either the person became physically ill, they got a significant injury, or they even died. So it got to the point where people were just like, F it, I'm not, bus can stay, it looks great. I'm gonna, it looks great, not messing around with it. And that's the story of the haunted bus.
Let's do this, because I'm scared that Facebook is going to check out. Let's do the t-shirt pulls.
Oh, yeah. So, what's up? Sorry for the sniffles. It is chillier out here than you might expect. I'm wearing like 50 layers. On Instagram, we did a t-shirt giveaway. And on Facebook, we did a separate t-shirt giveaway. And there were four of you. And I think 57, we'll count Alex in there. So what we're going to do is we're going to use Google Random Generator, like last time, to pull a number. It'll be random, and that's it.
Nick, can you pull up Google Random? Are you ready? Can you do between 1 and 57 for Instagram first?
Yeah, we'll do Instagram first. We're not doing it. We're hands-free.
Yep.
Our good friend Nick over here is pulling out his phone because we're using our phones for y'all. 10?
10. It is 10. All right, 10.
We don't know who that is yet, but number 10... on Instagram, you get the free t-shirt. So we will hit you up in the DMs, and you'll give us your address, and we'll stalk you, and we'll find you, and we'll send you a shirt. Facebook.
Yes, we'll figure it out. All right, Facebook.
Everybody that entered. Easy. All right, I'm a math up in this bitch. Everybody that entered, you have a 25% chance
that's
of winning.
That's pretty good.
That's the one benefit of the minimal engagement that we get on Facebook. You really should have called your dad.
Is he calling me again?
No, I felt in my bones.
I will call him later. He is fine.
I will call him later.
One and four. Like honestly, zero. You can flip a coin.
It says F these people.
Oh, we can't do that one.
I bet it's going to be three.
Number two, right down the center.
Whoever we gave two, you get the shirt on Facebook. Obviously, we can't do it right now. Yeah, when we're done with this live stream.
Yeah, if you know who you are. You won. Congratulations.
Give us like five party emojis in the chat.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
And yes, we'll hit you up in the DMs and we'll get your size and your shipping address, which doesn't have to be your home address. We won't check.
Yeah.
And we'll get you guys your shirt. So I just want to say, seriously, joking aside, thank you everybody for engaging. Thank you everybody for watching right now. I mean, it's the night before Halloween. You guys could be doing anything and you guys are hanging out here with us.
I told Tyler, if we get 10, it's a win for me. And I don't know how many we're at, but I still feel like we won, honestly.
Yeah, he's like, let's set the bar low. And then we'll go home not wanting to cry ourselves to sleep. Shout out, I also, since this is kind of like a little intermission, even though we're not done with the stories yet, shout out to Alex and Nick for helping us out. We got like so many lights up in here. We're overlooking.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't know how well this would have went without you guys.
It wouldn't have, so.
Thank you.
To you guys, to everybody at home watching and engaging, thank you guys so much. We really appreciate it.
Awesome. Oh, my God. Sweet. That's awesome.
All right. And back to the task at hand.
All right. So the last story we talked about, you mentioned a curse towing away that school bus, right?
I did.
That is not the only thing that is cursed in Helltown, Ohio.
I would argue this is the most popular story. Would you agree? I think end of the world is close, but I think this one takes it.
Yes, I agree. So what I'm going to do, there's three little vignettes I want to read for the cemetery. Because this is the haunted cemetery of Helltown. Todd and I went there.
I'm just kidding. I didn't know he was going to the cemetery. Oh. This isn't the most popular thing.
Oh, we're not there yet.
I was just hyping y'all up. I'm like the cheerleader for this.
It is an interesting little story, though. So there are three stories.
Is that an army helicopter?
That's a truck.
Cease and desist the podcast.
I know, right? So the first legend of the story, of the cemetery, the first legendary... This is why we edit.
Legend of the story tale.
Why we edit. The first legend of the cemetery is that if you go in there, if someone goes in there.
We went in there.
After night.
Oh.
And you're walking, you will be followed by the laughter of children. The laughter of children will hide behind tombstones, trees, whatever. They will follow you the whole time until you leave.
There's only so many places for them to hide. We were in there. There's like 10 gravestones.
It's a small cemetery.
I don't know where you're going, but is that in any way tied to the Crybaby Bridge? And like,
it is not actually. But the last legend ties it to it.
I wonder where they buried
I wouldn't be surprised if it was in this little cemetery. And there's this, so side note, there we passed it earlier, and there's this house. It really creeped me out. It had its Christmas lights up. I'm like, I get being in the spirit, but I feel like they're doing it to mask some of the fear that could be coming from the cemetery.
It's also getting close to Christmas.
It's Halloween. I'm speculating. This is just me speculating. So the next story is about the man who sits on the bench. There is a ghost of a man who sits on the bench in the cemetery.
Lazy bastard.
And he is like a British soldier. He can do anything. You can talk to him. You can try to hit him. But no matter what you do...
you can either talk to him or you can try to hit him.
No matter what you do.
Those are the only two options.
No matter what you do, he won't move.
Can you tickle him?
You can try.
So I'm not moving a step further.
But when morning comes, he vanishes. And he just stares into the middle distance on this bench all night. I don't know. No one knows why he does it. The only one that knows why he does this is himself.
Do you even think he knows?
I don't think he does anymore. I think he might have thought it one time. And the last little vignette of the cemetery is that the trees of the cemetery move. Kind of like Ents from Lord of the Rings.
They come with axes.
So the rumor is that this area used to be where witches would weave their spells. And to keep this place hidden, they enchanted the trees to be their guardians. And even when there's no wind, the trees crack and creak in unnatural ways for the witch's will that was passed on them in the early 1800s. And there's more. Not only that the trees move around the cemetery, but in their branches are the dead youth of the city, town.
What has the town got against children, man?
They had the dead youth watch them to watch their back.
And they realize, like, if they kill all the children, they're not going to have anyone to haunt anymore. They're all going to be gone. They're literally ruining the next generation of haunties.
I realize that.
Now, it feels really silly, and obviously we're going to tear all this shit down in the discussion. But if you lived by a cemetery, like imagine like one of those 80s horror movies, and you're in bed and you're looking out your window and you live by a cemetery and you have like certain points that you fixate on, that would be incredibly terrifying, like over time, to start seeing trees in different places.
Oh, God. That'd be very scary.
Do you blame, like, that's like, is it the house? Is it the area? Is it the trees? Is it something on, like, there's just so many different situations with that. But if you put yourself in like that mindset where it's like, because that's like your home. That's like your safe area. And if you start seeing trees move, that would be very unsettling.
It is very scary. The cemetery, the tree moving trees actually is very frightening to me. All right. And it's your turn. It's my turn. Is this the last story?
Yeah. This is the one I thought we were going to next. This story, I think, is the biggest story about Helltown, Ohio.
I agree. This is fun. And this story is called The Satanic Church of Helltown, Ohio.
We really wanted to record there. We really probably weren't allowed. So here we are in the woods.
So yeah, we were scared we were going to get the haunted police of Boston Mills would arrest us.
We didn't want the haunted prison.
Before I get to the story, Alex, you want to do any comments? Anything interesting to tell us?
Just says boo.
Get off the screen.
No, someone did mention that it's really rude of you to just hit someone on the bench.
Oh, yeah, it would be. I agree. So, the rumor is that Boston Mills Peninsula, this whole area, Helltown, is said to be, a fair amount of them are said to be Satanists. And not the fun kind.
Would you want to elaborate on the fun Satanists?
I mean, like, fun, like, LeVayan Satanists, like, the theatrical Satanists, the ones in, the Black House in San Francisco are the fun kind of Satanists. Like, they're not really doing bad stuff. They're just kind of, like, loving life.
That's like when you say there's a rumor. It's like we're in, like, the Boston Mills High School, all the preppy girls, like, oh my God, you see that girl wearing, like, black eyeliner and black hair? Totally Satanist.
Well, the way this town gossips, you would think it's kind of like a big high school.
I know, that dude in the cemetery is just trying to get away from all the shit. He's like, leave me alone. I'm just trying to sit on this bench and get away from y'all.
Our Mother of Sorrows Church is is the one that is known for this in the area. It has two big upside-down crosses built into the architecture of the church itself. But the church is not an ordinary house of God. The basement doesn't have a daycare or Sunday school, but instead that's where they hold their black masses. The satanic cult hosts their black masses in the basement of this church. They have midnight gatherings here. They burn candles, dress in black robes, and worship unto the unholy one. They sacrifice people to appease Satan. They sacrifice people. They snatch people off the woods like we are in. They also, like you said, the Stanford Road, they circle cars.
Yeah, that was what I was alluding to. But I didn't want to give away the last story. It's like the satanic cult. They were saying if you were going to the end of the world in your car and you stop there, this cult was the one that would kind of circle your car and not allow you to go any further.
So they do this to keep their town prosperous, because after the National Park Act that was signed in 1974 to prevent the destruction of all the trees in the area.
That's why the trees were moving. They were like, whoa, getting out of here.
They came with axes. That's a helicopter. I see him. You think they're looking at us?
No, I okay. don't.
All right.
There was a cop that was 10 feet away from us. Do not think he saw us. So I don't think that helicopter could see
I'm going to wait until he gets a little farther past.
It's like a comment comes up on Instagram. It's like, I can totally see you guys.
Cool, though. So they sacrifice to Satan to keep their... to keep this town afloat.
They sacrifice to Satan?
They sacrifice to Satan.
To Satan. They're giving him.
To keep this town afloat.
He's a taker.
Yes. And those that did not decide to worship Satan in this town, they left in a mass exodus in the late 70s. Some say that a tall, angry man lives in the basement of Our Mother of Sorrows Church. His presence prevents trespassing, which is not a terrible thing. But he also leads the town in their satanic rituals. They are black masses, and no one knows who he is. They said that there's a candle always burning in the church.
He doesn't have a Facebook. It's all private.
And the local Satanists lurk in the woods. Mm-hmm. To capture people that they can sacrifice. However, there has been a crackdown on monitoring in this area after dark, which is...
apparently it's not that great.
because Helltown, Ohio wants to shed its image of being Helltown, Ohio. They don't like the nickname. Boston Mills is trying to get rid of all this stuff because, A, they think it's bad for image, or two... they don't want people to know what they're really doing.
Do they know they're in a video game?
In Red Dead?
Yeah, like, man, I wish it was GTA.
I don't know. But my question to you is,
yeah,
do you think that the satanic activity really lives in a small town in Ohio?
Now, outside of the scope of this story, like, we're going to get to the discussion, and we're gonna take our own axes to some of these stories. But to actually answer your last question, I would say that if I were to be in a satanic cult, which I'm totally not, I would probably pick somewhere, like, not obvious. Like, you know what I mean?
Too.
I feel like if you think of, like, MK Ultra, like, celebrities doing terrible stuff like that, you might think, like, L.A. or New York or stuff like that. But it seems like outside of Helltown. Helltown has too much, like, propaganda. Like, you have people traveling all over the place to come here and check out, and the world, and check out the church.
Yeah, this place is known. There's so many articles on this place now.
This would seem like a terrible... if there ever was a satanic cult here, my guess is they would have left. Unless they're so into their own ego, and they're so, like, this is our territory, our land, you're not going to take it from us. If that's the mindset they have, so be it. But I would assume that if they really wanted to stay private, that this would be an absolutely terrible place to kind of house yourself.
Did you see that?
No, I was having a moment. I was deep in thought.
In the camera, I saw what I thought was just like a person walk behind me.
Did anybody else see this?
Did anybody else in the chat see it? Absolutely. Okay, all right. Maybe I'm crazy.
All right, people
maybe
in the
I'm
chat,
crazy.
If you saw anybody walk past Charlie, Don't tell us. no, but you get what I'm saying. If you were in a satanic cult, I totally get small town Ohio. I totally get being in the woods. I don't think you'd want it to be. That's the problem. I think Helltown, it's called Helltown. I think it's just way too big. Like, Ohio is perfect. There's plenty of farmland. Go to Pierpont.
Oh, yeah.
Go to Pierpont, Ohio, if you want to be in a satanic cult.
Was that one Deerfield?
In the first episode, with the UFO chase?
Yeah, Deerfield.
I wouldn't, unless you're so, like, unless there's something in the church. Like, maybe you can't just pick up the church and move it somewhere else. Or there's something in the church.
Like
you,
a magic, like a, some kind of black magic.
Yeah, if you're, like, stuck with this church, so be it. But if you have a choice, I would assume that they wouldn't want to stay here. Although I will say just a little tie-in with Stanford Road again, because there are the roads closed signs. There are no trespassing signs. Some people theorize that it's the satanic cult deterring you from going any further because their hideout is over there.
Or is it enticing you?
But it worked, though. I mean, they put up 4 orange cones, and we were like, oh, shit. I guess we got to go hike in the woods, then.
We did do that.
I can't get past these. They're plastic. And there's 4 of them. We could have took them.
I was like, the law. But the law.
So, I believe it is time. Do you have any other...
I'm done. That was my last story.
All right, we are moving on to the discussion. If this was edited, this is when you would hear the sound effect that Alex created.
Yep.
But it's live, so you're just going to have to watch me scroll on my little laptop here.
God, I am freezing. Are you okay?
I'm good, dude. I got leggings on. I'm basic right now. I got underneath my pants, man. I got...
Ooh.
I'm you know what? Stretchy.
I'm going to get some coffee after this. Legit.
Legitly?
Starbucks.
I totally might.
I legitly might do that.
All right, people in the chat, I need you guys right now. Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts? We're not going to talk about it anymore. I'm just curious where you guys fall.
Starbucks, 100%.
All right, discussion. Now, I just want to say, this is an absolutely beautiful area. And as you'll hear us talk about in the discussion, a lot of the stuff that they talk about, you either can't get to or it isn't here anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But if you enjoy hiking... If you enjoy good scenery, if you enjoy wings that are very soggy disgusting.
Fisher's is not good.
Yeah, don't go to Fisher's Cafe and Pub. It is a really nice hiking area. I took my dog here and she went swimming. Blue Hen, there's really, really good hiking here. It's a really beautiful area. There's snowboarding here.
Yeah, I cut my teeth. I shouldn't say that. I learned how to snowboard on Boston in Boston Mills.
Are you trying to do like an old-timey phrase there?
Cut my teeth. I like that phrase. But yeah, I learned how to snowboard. I got to Black Diamond in Boston Mills.
Is that like a black belt? Is that a yellow belt?
It means you're pretty good at going down
pretty
the hill.
Pretty balling. Nobody's holding your hand?
I mean, yeah, I didn't have training wheels.
All right. All right, so let's dive into this. Let me knock the first one out, if I may. The abandoned town. Why did people leave? Why were people pushed out by the government? So much less interesting, but it's actually a really good thing in my opinion. So in the late 1960s, there was a huge movement that was like, hey, we're tearing a lot of trees down. I like oxygen. We should keep these trees. So President Ford was like, all right, all right, all right. I hear y'all. I like breathing too. So he signed some legislation in 1974 that enabled National Park Services to purchase land. And it wasn't just like, hey, guys, you got some trees there. We like them.
That's what I was talking about.
Is it cool if we just kind of squeeze in? They're like, hey, nice trees. Get the hell out. Yeah. And they're like, but. And they're like, no buts. Bye.
Yeah, in the Satanic cult, that's what I was talking about, the 74 Act.
Yeah. Same thing. So basically, it was a mass exodus, and the houses weren't taken care of. Everybody was pushed out because they wanted to preserve it. They wanted to make this into a national park, which is why we're able to be here right now, because it's a national park.
Yes.
And maybe we're not allowed to be here right now.
We actually don't know.
But we are. So that's basically the sum of it. It wasn't... I'm going to get to the chemical spill in a little bit, but it wasn't up front a satanic cult. It wasn't people just decided to leave. They're like, I don't like that cemetery. It was the government literally bought the land, and for this national park, they bought everyone out, and on pretty much the drop of a dime, they were like, leave. So houses were just left.
Abandoned.
They were boarded up because technically it was their government property. They put no trespassing. So I don't know if they got stipend. I don't know how much money they got from it.
Probably got more than the house is worth.
But they were pretty upset about it. There was actually someone actually said, I don't know if they said it. It was scrawled on a wall. Somebody was like, now we know how the Indians felt.
Whoa.
A little bold there. I don't think we paid the Indians for that Trail of Tears.
No.
So, you know, they were a little bit in their feelings. But that is... And it's not abandoned. You can hear the cars. You can see...
Yeah, this
you can
place
see
is
us.
Not abandoned.
We're here, so it's not abandoned. It's no longer abandoned. I mean, you can... Actually, you can still drive around. And on Stanford Road, which is still a creepy road, it is still closed off.
It is creepy.
You will see some houses that look abandoned. On our trip here last week when we were scouting out where we were going to record, we actually saw two dilapidated homes, if you want to call them that.
Yeah,
off in the wilderness.
I stopped. I was like, we got to turn around and look at those again.
Yeah, and there was like no doors, like broken down, just disgusting. So there are remnants of it. Like, it is a real thing. People were kicked out. The houses were abandoned, boarded up. That's real. It's just the reason why is because of this. Oxygen.
Can I talk about the hearse really quick?
Oh, absolutely.
So the hearse, there's a really, actually a really reasonable explanation for the haunted hearse of Helltown. And is that a city. Oh my God.
Is it that easy? It doesn't look very easy.
A family actually did buy a hearse. And it was part of like the community for a long time. And it just kind of grew into this legend.
So I was kind of kidding, but somebody really did buy a hearse.
Someone really did buy a hearse, and they would drive around Halloween just to bring up the vibe, you know, vibe check.
You wanted like the ultimate grocery getter.
Yes.
Like, I'm getting all the groceries. I'm coming out here one time.
And it's nice because it slides out too. So that's the hearse. That's easy.
Okay, so end of the earth. I already kind of broke down the facts about it. There is a drop off that. When you get to it, you feel like you're going to go off the edge, but there's no real recorded facts about any axe murderers. There's nothing written about people circling the car. Now, actually, just because nothing is written about it doesn't mean that's not true. So I'm not discounting that. I will discount the fact that it was closed off because of paranormal activity or because of a satanic cult. It pretty much got to the point where too many people were being reckless drivers. They were driving off. They were causing fatalities, which obviously led to some of the rumors. But
Jesus.
It went through two areas, Sagamore Hills and Northfield Center Township. They each had a portion of the road. The road kind of goes like this. And right here, you guys watching have the benefit of seeing this on the podcast later, which is probably going to have god-awful audio. So this area... It got really, really bad. And this town was like, we're not doing that. And this town was like, well, if you're not doing it, we're not doing it. And so nothing got done. And pretty much instead of fixing it, they were just like, fine, if you guys aren't going to do it, F it. We're just going to close it off.
It was just a standoff?
Yeah, it was a standoff. They're like,
wow.
You do it.
No.
Nobody paid for it. Mexico sure didn't pay for it. And so it's just an area that they closed off. So on this side and on this side, it's just like they put barricades up, and that's where we walked to last week, and it's just closed. You can't get to it. And that's because it's just dangerous, and nobody wanted to pay to fix it. So, yes, the end of the world, that area, that drop-off exists. Now, is there paranormal ties to it? Maybe, but it's
nothing recorded.
Left undetermined.
So I want to touch on the Crybaby Bridge and the cemetery. The Crybaby Bridge, I could not find where it actually was. Some people say they took a photo of it. I don't know where it was.
That's one of the most stressful and annoying things about doing some of the research for the stories we do.
It's a lack of detail.
Yeah, it's just like, sometimes we want to go and explore, especially if it's in our backyard like this place, and they're like, oh, it's here. Good luck.
Like, there's a whole township here. Like, I could not find. I was like... But where is the Crybaby Bridge in Boston Mills?
Very, very, very small tangent. We went with one of our other friends to find these witches' graves in Ohio.
Oh, God.
And it literally felt like we were on a treasure map because somebody left a Yahoo answer for 2011 that was like, well, you go down this road and then you take this right. And then there's going to be a snowmobile sign with a bullet hole in it and you want to take it right there. And so we're driving, trying to find this grave at like 10 o'clock at night, and we're going down this path. It is like the darkest it's ever been for me outside. And we found the snowmobile sign.
We did. We were pumped
and
at that point.
It literally felt like it was a treasure map. We didn't find the witch's grave. It was dark. It was terrible. I was actually really in a bad mood.
It was actually really scary.
Yeah. But that's just to say that it's like, it's really hard to actually find... You hear about these tales, and then you want to go to them. Sometimes, most of the time, in my opinion, it's very hard to actually locate them. Sorry for...
It's okay. Also, I want to touch on the cemetery. Tyler and I mentioned that we went to the cemetery. It is very small. It is insanely small.
You can do that thing in about 30 seconds.
It's less than a football field. Way less than a football field. And there's no bench.
Yeah, that's why I... Like, the cemetery story is just so... Unless they took the bench away, I don't even know where there would be a bench. There was no bench.
There's no bench. Also, but also...
You think he went back there? He's like, I can't... Oh, shit. My bench. What am I supposed to do? And the trees I can't find it.
But the idea of the moving trees, it is scary. But there are two houses that would probably report that, like, nightly. Like...
not is that something... Okay. Outside this podcast, outside this story, your house right now, if a tree slightly moved, do you really think you would notice?
I don't know. They live there. It's right there. I don't know.
I don't think... Maybe I'm just not an observant fellow. Probably not. I don't think I would notice if a tree moves slightly. I think if you were looking for it, if you were like, here's what you should do. Since you live close, you should come here every week and take a picture in the same spot and look. And then you tell us.
Oh, me?
Yeah, you.
Okay. No.
It's like, if they install a bench, I'm not walking.
Maybe. So those are my... I don't know about those two, because they're both really lacking in details for me, and...
Did you hear something?
Yeah, I did.
Let me knock a couple of these out really quick. The school bus! What's going on with the school bus? Okay, so before the government bought out Boston Mills, and it became this national forest, there was a family that bought a house, and it was in very, very bad shape. I know there's at least one person watching that might know what that's like. So the house was in very, very bad shape, and they got so desperate that they literally took this school bus to temporarily live in, and to make more room in the school bus, they took out all the seats. So instead of doing the hashtag van life, they were doing the hashtag decrepit old school bus life.
That's actually really cool. I think it'd be kind of cool though.
So we got, what it came down to was when they were temporarily living in this bus is when the legislation happened and everything got bought up. So their house was gone. The house that was in terrible situation, you know, broken down. They didn't have to fix it anymore. The government took it. They no longer needed the bus. So they were just like, okay, I guess I'll leave this here too. So that's where the old decrepit bus came from. It never got fixed. The house never got fixed. And they obviously weren't going to take it with them. So it just stayed there. But for all of you people at home that are like, ooh, I want to go see this bus. I want to see if there's little expressionless kids in there. I want to see if there's a guy smoking a cigarette. Well, you can't. They finally got rid of the bus. I think people, from what I read, people were complaining too much about people ghost hunting. And they were like, hey.
But the curse.
Yeah, I know. It's like, there's so many things you can pick from. It's like, can we at least get rid of one? They're like, all right, we're getting rid of the bench and we're going to get rid of the school bus. So the school bus is gone. You can't see it anymore. It's donezo. Now, the chemical spill. This one gets a little interesting. There actually was a little bit of a chemical spill that occurred in the area. So while the land was bought in 1974, there was a dump. I can't say. Kreji? K-R-E-J-C-I. Kreji?
Kreji?
Kreji? I don't know. There's a family, and they had a dump. That was like, this is our dump. It's not much, but it's an honest dump. And a lot of people thought it was an old, boring junkyard, but it actually turned out that people, like the National Park Rangers that were going through because the land had gotten bought, there was a strange and unusual odor, and it actually led to these rangers getting pounding headaches. And then that turned to them getting rashes on their body. And even one park ranger became incredibly physically ill.
Oh, wow.
So they actually brought the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA came in, and they're like, we're going to check out this dump. And they actually found toxic substances in the area. There were these chemical, like these drums. Like if you imagine like a horror movie, like if the Joker would fall in, there's like these drums just
like
seeping
a vat
stuff out.
Of gross.
All right, I'm going to do my best. I'm going to try and say these. They found polychlorinated biphenyls.
I'm falling asleep.
PCBs. They found polyaromatic hydrocarbons. They're not, you know, they get around. Arsenic, dioxin, heavy metals, and other carcinogens. And they were saying that these barrels were left behind by these major companies.
Really quick. Arsenic.
And old lace.
Arsenic used to be the foundation for the color green.
That's my favorite color.
It used to be the foundation for the color green. And then people started getting sick because of the color green, because it was laced with arsenic, because it's a very natural, nice color green.
Interesting.
Is that interesting?
That is interesting. That's a good. If you leave with nothing else, there you go. And it was funny because I found one article that was like the unnamed companies. I was like, no way. No, you're not going to tell me that there are these major companies that left this toxic substances behind. So I did a little bit of extra research. And I'm going to put these guys on blast. Ford Motor Company.
I'm not surprised.
Out. General Motors. Chrysler.
Are they all cars?
And waste management. Oh, okay. That's waste poor management.
It's dumb.
Thank you. So they were the ones that left it, but they got it cleaned up. You know, they rolled up their sleeves and put those, you know, gloves that snap on, and they cleaned that shit up. And now it's a nice junkyard. As nice as a junkyard can probably be.
The last one.
Oh, the there's more.
The satanic cults.
Yeah, these guys at home, like, oh my God.
I know, right? We're almost done. This is like the last thing. The big double crosses, that's just part of the architecture of the Gothic style that it was built in.
Revivalist, right? Isn't that what they call it? Mm-hmm. It's like, what if he's just like a dyslexic architecture and he built it and he took a step back? He was like, oh shit.
I think there's a saint that his symbol is actually an upside down cross.
Oh.
I mean, if anybody knows who that is, let me know.
Saint something.
And the Satanists, honestly, I think people just make it up. I think people just make it up. I don't know.
You don't think there's anything creepy about the church?
No, I don't. It's actually a very nice little church. Like, it's surrounded, it's right next to Fisher's. Like, there's a big area going. Like, people go party next to it all the time.
I'd rather go to the church than Fisher's. This has just become Fisher's on blast.
I know, right?
Now, here's the thing. It's very interesting. That's going to come up on the...
Yeah.
There's just too many stories. Like, it's so hard to sink your teeth into any of them. It's like we have satanic cults. We have chemical spills. We got a school bus where people were slaughtered. We got a crybaby bridge. It's like... It's like they have an insecurity problem. It's like, no, we want it all. Like just pick one. Like, it's a small town. You only need one ghost story.
There's a lot of town.
If you had to pick one, like, you are now mayor of Boston Mills. You may pick one ghost story.
The python. No, I'm kidding. I would not pick the python. I'd probably pick the school bus.
I actually am kind of fond of the school bus myself, because it was one of the creepier ones where it's just like looking in and peering. I wish they would have kept it, man. I would have loved to do this podcast, this Believing the Bizarre podcast, inside a bus.
I think they missed an opportunity, honestly. They probably could have like cleaned it up.
Charge money, walk through it.
Travel Channel would have been right there.
Yeah, Zach Baggins would have been like, I'm inside the school bus. The first time I stepped foot in the school bus was the first time it turned on since the last time it turned on.
Do we have any comments to wrap this up? Nope. All right.
Okay, let me ask you guys this.
Okay.
Where do you guys land on this? Do you think it's believable? Do you think it's viable? Do you think it's skeptical? Or do you think it's unbelievable? It's probably a little bit of a lag.
Yeah. Just, I mean...
Where do you land, dude?
Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah.
Do
you want to wait any longer?
No. I find this whole thing to be dubious, but I'm not completely unsure about everything, so I think it's a skeptical for me.
I'm going hard. I'm going unbelievable. The cemetery story to me is bullshit. I like that there's a little bit of a background behind the chemical spill, but we already know why the town's abandoned. Obviously, the abandoned town, we know what happened. The school bus, I mean, there can be murders in any town. The end of the world is what it is. It's gravity. It's a road. The satanic, I wish if they would pick one. I think I like the school bus, but I think I would pick the satanic cult, because you can't really disprove that. The whole point is that they're hidden. I think it would be interesting to find clues. Like, how hard would it be to throw people off the track by saying, oh, that's just Gothic revivalist architecture? It's
like
totally...
the end of Hot Fuzz. Like, it's a whole cult. But I mean, they're not Satanists, but it's a cult.
Spoiler alert.
It's an old movie. Alex, you got some stuff?
Everyone said skeptical.
Skeptical. I think that's... What is that noise?
That was you talking, bro.
No.
Let me ask, does anybody have a case for believable? Because I really... The satanic cult, you can't disprove.
What is that?
The Crybaby Bridge just feels like an Anytown story. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it does. Like, because there's so many Crybaby... There's, like... You can find...
Your town
a
probably
Crybaby
has
Bridge
a Crybaby Bridge.
In, like, every state, I think.
Yeah. I'm surprised you even found a story about it, because it just... It feels so basic.
I'm not going to lie. I embellish a little bit.
It's all false. It's None not. Of it's real.
I did embellish a little bit, but it's
so
okay.
You're going skeptical?
I skeptical just because I like the idea of the witches bewitching the trees to move. That is my favorite. Skeptical.
Yeah, I'm going unbelievable. Pick one story. It's just too much. It just feels like it just kept adding on and on. And it's ironic that all these stories are kind of topped on top of each other. And then you find out the town just like, stop. Like, we just let us keep our shitty restaurant.
Town's like, please leave us alone.
I do. If you're going to come to Boston Mills, the church is cool to look at. You look at it and you're done. There's
you're like,
nothing.
That's that.
I would come for the hiking. If you like hiking, it's not, I mean, it's not worth a long drive. Like for me, it's like 45 minutes. For you, it's like, what, 20? Charlie's address. there's beautiful hiking here. It is a cool area. But if you're like an avid ghost hunter, if you have a list and you're trying to check off places, by all means, or if you're a big Red Dead Redemption fan, by all means. But it's not somewhere I would really recommend, like, before you die, if right. you're a ghost hunter.
Yeah, it's not like like the Queenship Mary or something like that. It's not like a very famous haunted place.
If you do want to go somewhere that's famously haunted in Northeast Ohio, I'd recommend the Mansfield Reformatory.
Yes.
Where they filmed Shawshank Redemption and a lot of spooky stuff happened there. Actually, we saw a Rise Against concert there. But the Dead Remember. But anyway, are there any other comments about what they believe or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
No. Jimmy!
Who?
Jimmy with the three arms. But Jimmy with the thug. All right, anyway. All
right. Well, everyone, thank you. This is this is our first live show. This is, honestly, this is my first time as a human being ever going on Instagram or Facebook Live. Also, this is the first time we did a joint episode. Which is very unusual, because we, had to do, minimal research first, and then divvy it up, and be like, do you want this, or do you want this?
It was
and then,
weird.
Then we did that, and then we did the research, and then it's like, well, we need to find a through line. It's like, you talk about this first, or do you want... So this was a lot of new experiences.
Yeah.
Hopefully went over well, and you guys probably get the better end of the stick, because I have no idea how this is going to sound as an actual audio file. I think we're still going to put it up on the feed.
Mm-hmm.
But it might not sound as good, and you won't get all the visual clues. Now you know what we do with our hands and dumb stuff like that. But thank you so much, everybody that was joining, participating, watching this whole time. I think we went about an hour.
Really?
Yeah, it's 10:06.
Wow.
Thank you again to Alex and Nick for helping us bring our stuff here,
so
keep
much.
Us engaged. They're the ones that did.
This is a really fun time for me.
And thank you, everybody that... Oh, I think that's dead. Thank you, everybody that got into the shirt giveaway, and to the two lucky winners. Congratulations. We're excited to hit you up and get you those shirts.
I don't want to get anybody excited, but maybe post-COVID this could happen like a real place. I don't know. I'm just spitballing.
Yep.
I spitball a lot. Don't worry about
it. If you have any feedback or ideas, or if there's anything you want to tell us you liked about this, you didn't like, something we could do better, we're not... Our egos aren't up here. Let us know. Hit us up in our DMs. Don't put us on blast, but hit us up in our DMs.
Alex is dying.
And... About what?
He's cold.
Oh, I'm sorry, dude. I drag all this stuff out. Thank you guys so much. I am Tyler.
I'm Charlie.
And as always, this is Believing the Bizarre.
A podcast as bizarre as you are.